We're going to look at the Svazemes for Parshas Noach from Shnat Tov Reish Nun Hei. Now, the Medrash tells us that when the Torah says Eile, it means those that are now going to be described, not others. So when it says Eile Tov Reish Noach, that means these are the Tov Reish of Noach, but not others. What others does the Torah mean to exclude? It means to exclude those mentioned earlier. Who are they? That those generations that were lost, that were drowned in the Mabul, they're not Noah's generation. The implication is, they could have been. Otherwise, you wouldn't say, you know, his generations are Shem, Kham, and Yafes. We know that. But not those. Not the others, not the people of the Mabul. So he explains. Dekol ha-tzadikim, who you mispavolim, umatzilim b'nei dairam. Tzadikim, daven for the people of the generation, and if the people of their generation are condemned, then the tzadikim daven and daven and beg and plead and save, in many instances, the people for whom they're davening. Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu. He mentions, come on, Avram, or Moshe Rabbeinu, alei ha-mashal. V'noach lo yitzilo, Noach didn't save them. Now we know that it goes so far as the Zohar HaKadosh, in Chelek Aleph in the Zohar, Samach Zayin and Mubay, where the Mei Mabul, as they're called, the words of the Mabul, are referred to by Yeshayah HaNavi, it's in this week's Haftorah, ki mei noach zo yisli, that the Baruch Hu says to Yeshayahu, that the waters of the Mabul were the waters of Noach. Noach's waters. As if his fault. And the Zohar Kodesh says, yes, it's his fault. Because as soon as the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Hinini Mashkitzim Asaret, I'm destroying the people, I'm destroying this world, Noach had to jump up and daven and daven and beg and plead for Kodesh Baruch Hu not to do that. Avraham Avinu, as we're going to read. We're going to read in 2 weeks. Right? He's busy putting together minyanim, as a minyan in Sudan, in the Gemara, he's going to make a minyan in Mitzvah. In every place, he's going to find 10. All right, I can't find 10. How about 40? 4 minyanim. 3 minyanim. 1 minyan. He's trying. So are Moshe Rabbeinu, after the worst, the Chetah Egel, and then again later on, when we spoke ill of Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is begging and pleading for Klal Yisrael. So, Noach didn't. So the Svatanis is trying, as you would say, to be Melamim Sus. Why Noach did not beg and plead for the generation of the Mabul? V'noach lehitzilo v'hataritzu ki hatzadikim shebnei doiron mekablim mehem avodas habori yisbarach. A generation that receives something from the tzaddik, something from the rebellion, that learns something from them, then there's hope that connection means that when this tzaddik will try to intercede on their behalf, there's hope that maybe for their sake, his tefillahs and his begging, his urging a Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a difference. So they never had a connection. And what does the Gemara tell us? When the Torah, the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, starts listing off the Talmuds of Moshe and Aaron. So who are the Talmuds of Moshe?
The children
of Aaron. The Torah telling us who Moshe's Talmuds are, and the Torah tells us that Aaron gave birth to Nadab and Abihu and Eleazar and Itamar, because that's the first row of Talmidim that Moshe taught together with Aaron. So yeah, they are Moshe's Talmuds. Ukmai came Avraham Avinu, and we're going to read it. Shabbos Lach Lecha, that he had Nefesh Asher Osu Bechara. K'may Ken Baruch Vira Al-Mashal Uksir, but Nefesh Asher Osu Bechara, D'Shabidu L'Araisa. He brought them to do Torah. He brought them to be upstanding human beings, God-fearing human beings. They were his Talmidim, these Nefesh Asher Osu Bechara. V'dar Hamabul Loi Kibru Torah. That's the problem. They took nothing. No guidance. No direction. Nothing from the, accepted nothing, took nothing from him. The east of the Medrash, like the Medrash says, on the Pasuk in Amos, Sonu Basha al Moichiyah. They hated whoever would give them chastisement, whoever would try to warn them. The Dover Tamim Yisraelu. And Tamim is a good description of that. That's the description that the Torah uses of Nayash Ish Tzadik Tamim. It says the Medrash Rabba says that that Pesukin Amos, Sonu Bashar Mechiyah V'Dover Tamim Yisraelu, is talking about Nayash. But Nayash is building a Torah. You know, it took him 120 years. For 120 years, he's taking Aser Geifer, and he's putting it together, and he's hacking him, and he's banging, and he's sawing, and they're asking him, Naya, what you doing? He says to them, you know, your land is going to bring a flood. What? Yeah, we're so bad, because Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. And they're laughing at him. They didn't accept what he said. He was trying to be Mechia, and they took nothing from him. They wouldn't listen. That, Ela told us, no, but not them. They could have been, but no. That's why Noach would not, could not say that. So he's being Malamat Tzfus. Whereas we charge Noach and say, well, Noach, it doesn't even look like he tried. And Sasemis is saying, we have to understand, yes, you might be able to, and you can't argue with the Zohar. The Zohar Kaddish says that he's charged with not having been completed for their sake. And the Sasemis says, yes, but he knew that it would not have made a difference. Again, what the Zohar says is that as soon as he was told, it's interesting how the Zohar puts it down, as soon as the Kaddish Baruch Hu said that's what he's going to do, immediately Noach should have protested. That makes a very big difference, even because the Sasemis is talking about how, you know, he was Mechiach. The implication of it was that as he built the Teva, he explained what he's doing. That was the way of telling them, we had better, all of us, including you all, he said to them, you all, you know, I'm going to be safe in this Teva, but you, if you could do tshuva, then we'll all be safe. That was the point. And they would listen. But what we take out of this is that when tzaddikim have talmidim, and to whatever extent we take from the Rebbe, take from the Rav, take from the Tzaddikim, take from the Chachamim, and embrace their words, and then we have them daven, and they daven for Klal Yisrael. Wow. That's what works. That's when the tzchus of that tzaddik is a shared tzchus, the merit of that tzaddik is, because we're apart. We've taken his Torah, we're following that Torah, not just that we did, but deserve that his tzchus should work. We're in discussion. That's why he uses that expression. Sasanis very carefully says, "Ubezet niskashru boy." So they're attached. So when Moshe is begging and pleading, he's begging and pleading for those with him, attached to him. Hence the effectiveness of Avram pleading. And in his generation, Avram, these are people. He had what to do with the people in Sodom. Remember what he did. The Kiddush Hashem. He said in the Chutvah Tzorich Naal. He wouldn't take anything of the plunder and of the wars. And said, no, I care not about all of this wealth. I'm more concerned, like, what kind of a society are you going to rebuild when you rebuild Sodom? Says Avraham. So, though they did not build a noble society, but they heard the message. Avraham tried. And then, of course, the generation included the Nefesh HaShe'osu B'choron and his own nephew Lot. So therefore, Avram knew, I have to daven, maybe I can save them. You know, the author of Slavoka, of Dustin Zvi Finkel, when he was very elderly, had a very hard time standing. His legs gave out on him in his older age. He once confided to one of his Talmidim. He said, I am standing often tefillah and davening for my Talmidim, so that they should grow, so that they should become great manhikim, so that they will become leaders of Am Yisrael. In them great potential. He knew with his tremendous wisdom and with his pedagogic acumen, he understood and discerned, you know, he remembered his Talmidim and food of the Rabbi Kotler, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky, Rabbi Rudenman, Tzvukupa. He had giants who went on to really grow Torah and grow Torah in new lands and in America. He says, I stood so long and in one place davening Talmidim. The reason I'm saying this to you is because I think one day he said to this Talmud, you too, you will also be. You one day will be someone to give over great teachings of Torah to Am Yisrael. And I need you to know how much you have to sacrifice and to work that you just care that much about. But It's not just you care about Talmidim. What I'm saying is that it can work. It works because there's the kesher of the Rav. That's a beautiful example of someone, you know, cared about the Talmidim, but that care for the Talmidim meant and translated into care of Klal Yisrael, who those Talmidim were. They say that one of the Talmidim was very close to being grabbed up in the fashion of the times by Maskilim. Remember, the Maskilim knew that some of the brightest and sharpest minds were in the yeshivas, and they wanted literally to kidnap them, intellectually bring them in to the circle of Haskalah, Chalila, take them out of the yeshiva. And there was one Talmud who was, I don't know who it was, apparently it was a very, very brilliant Talmud, and one with great personality and great promise, and the Maskilim going after, trying to, it's probably, when we say the Maskilim, it means people who have connections to other Bachrim in the yeshiva, and trying to have a bad effect on them. And also was Kaveh Tanesis, fast as Baruch Hu protected Akadehi. Then they say he went once to be Mishtateh, to go to the kever of the Yisoy B'Sherish HaAvoida, to beg and plead for the sake of that Talmud. But again, it's because of the Keshet, because of that relationship of Rav and Talmud, that works. A love. Yeah. It's a love. And it's a love based on the fact that their Torah binds them. And the Torah of the Rebbe became the Torah of the Talmud, and the Torah of the Talmud and the Torah of the Rebbe are the identity of who they are. Becomes part and parcel of who they are. We're talking about people with whom their Keshet and Torah is their identity. They're one with their Torah, and now they're one with the same Torah. So that's the effectiveness of the Tula. Let's continue. The Sasema says, Idra, however, kihu be'emes miyut b'dayach atzma, shlehemet tovet zulas manu. He says, but, while there may be explanations for it, and it was because the generation had such evil, such vicious, it remains that which Noach did not accomplish. It remains that which Noach could not accomplish, but it therefore means he is less than. He is coming, but it's only in that door. Oysov it's tzaddik b'dor hazeh. It's only in that door. And you know, people talk about, you know, let's talk about Zchus Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We still say the Zorich Chazdei Avos, maybe Goel, maybe. How about Noach? Noach is the father of Saul. We don't invoke the Zchus of Noach. We mention Noach and the fact that in Zechariah, yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noach. And all of that which he had saved, all he had done to save life in the Torah. But we don't invoke any zchus of Noach. And the answer is because Noach saved no one. And that meant he will save no one. There are no zchuyos in this world to be had by drawing on, if you ever find out where Noach is buried, don't bother. No, I think I'm going to run to the Kaveh Noach. No. As we say in Chinese, with God's help. But even though Hagam Shehayim Machmas Rishach Bnei Deva in Kol Zeh Nechzar Zchus Zeh El Atzadik, he goes on to say V'lachein Omru Afilu Noach Einu Kedai. That's the meaning of the Medrash. Medrash tells us Omru Abba Bar Kahana from the Pasuk in Masechet Parsha Ki Nichamti Ki Asisin V'Noach Matzachein, that we have to connect the words Ki Nichamti Ki Asisin V'Noach, says the Medrash, that there was, so to speak, disappointment in them and in Noach. And therefore, if not for Matzachain, the words of the Medrash are Loi Haya Kedai. Loi Shahaya Kedai, Elisha Matzachain. Right, but the only reason was because of this particular chain that Hakadosh Baruch Hu looked upon him with, but otherwise he himself lacked. Says the Sasem, what he lacked was that he didn't, maybe couldn't, but didn't bring the generation with him. Kedis of the Sefer Chavis Halvavos now quotes a fantastic segment of Chavis Halvavos. Kilo Yitachim Tzchah La'oved Havayim Zulas B'mashim Mekariv Hacherim Elom Yisbarach. What the Chavis Halvavos says is you can have the greatest, highest tzaddik, and there's something even higher than the greatest tzaddik. And that's someone who lifts others up. Chavis Halvavos. So, that's something which even if not couldn't, but it's something that he did not achieve. And it remains, therefore, something that is not there, something that's lacking in Noach. That's why in the case of Avram, Scharcha Harbi Ma'ay. And like we said before, we can invoke the Schus of Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov. Shemile Kamaril the Mice of Hashem, the Hikinil HaKadosh Baruch Shemai Ba'aretz Tefaches. He caused the world to know of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taught of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and inspired people to learn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Lechem B'nef Ksiv, Matzachem Al Avram Demar, Hutzak Chem B'sif Seisecha. In other words, Chem, shown to Noach. Whereas in Avraham Avinu's case, Chen created by the words Avraham spoke. Hutzak Chen b'siv soisecha. B'chsiv and it says in Shir Hashirim, Gam Na'ul and Ga'ul Na'ul. And we understand, and he explains, Hu b'chid is bris ha'ma'ar, b'seisev, bris ha'lashim b'far hasyah. There were two brisas that Avraham Avinu was mekayim, bris ma'ar, bris mila, the sanctity of bris mila and sneus. And bris halosha, how to use one's expression, how to the bris of those parts of the body was sanctified and kept the covenant of bris ma'or and the covenant of bris halosha. Because what he did was pour out to the people of the world and bring pain upon the people who then, because of their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became different people. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship not just to Avraham Avinu, but to all of these people, all the nefesh hasha'as to b'chara. And that's, of course, Avraham became the Av, the first of Avos, and Noah could not. Now, when we talk about this question, about what the Zohar, because the Zohar raises, you know, why keep Noah David for this generation? There is a Teferes Shlomo of Adamsk. This week's parasha, the Rebatzel, Vayobay Noach, this is a fascinating thing. Noah understood who he was very well. He understood the first, or maybe the second Rashi in the parasha, Yesh Darshan Vignai, Yesh Darshan L'Shvah. He understood that he was so much more than the people of the generation, but that's all. He didn't see himself as someone of great and exalted stature. He understood what we have said, that Noach was Masachein Ba'in Yashem. Not that he was truly so much better, that he was, so to speak, deserving of all of the nisim, of a cheva, of being made to survive and in such a unique way. The Ayin of Yisrael says that he really was dervish, like that Rashi says. He says, I, were I in the days of Avram, a person like him, he didn't know Avram again, but were I in the days of great men, I would just be very much the average Joe. And he knew it. He was a great anav. And clearly his understanding is it's his humility that caused him to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be so humble, as to stay away and to avoid avarice. He was Makayim Shivisi Hashem Lenech Yisamid. It's a very humble individual. But, Tiferes Shlomo says, there was a big mistake that he made. Rashi brings that he only went into the Tehillim when it finally started to really rain and the Kshomim were coming. And only then, with name, Mehamabul, the Torah says, he enters the table. Rashi says, Ahmerach Miktame Amunahoi. He also was not the biggest Baal Amun. He wasn't the biggest Ma'amun. The question is, I mean, 120 years you're building the table. Because Baruch was said 7 days earlier, it's coming in 7 days. It starts. I mean, isn't it quite obvious that it's happening? How can he have been Noach of all people? Miktame Amunah? Person of Israel, Amunah? Says that Tiferes Shlomo, Tani Amunah means he didn't believe, understand, and believe in himself, and in the difference between himself and them all. He didn't fully believe that he was that great an individual. Not just plain Noach. And when it came to davening for them, same attitude. Tiferes Shlomo's words are, Shehoyed v'dai feshu hu katan v'ein Hashem yisbar. He saw himself, Anna, who am I before God? V'loin ola alibo shehiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz. He didn't imagine. It couldn't come to him that Hashem wants his v'loyachem in zois. Hashem is baruch yishma ilov. He didn't believe. Hashem's going to listen to me. Tragically misplaced another. Tragically incorrect, misplaced humility. And that's why he didn't bow to them, because he didn't understand each of us. Our level of, notwithstanding that there are major tzaddikim, and we're We're just, you know, very fine, nice yid. Fine, nice yid, down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What power we have when we down and bear misplaced on us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a yid, the yid could be very much what Noach was. A good, fine person. Shivisi Hashem the Magnificent on his. Honest person. No Hashkasa, no Hamas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want your tefillah. Especially in times like ours. What percentage of Chal Yisrael are we that are davening, that are faithful, that are truly people of Emunah? What percentage? We are Eischa Re'isi Tzadik. We're the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the ones I'm waiting for your tefillah. You're the ones whose tefillahs mean so much to me. That's why we have to be so embracing of tefillah. We have to know what our tefillahs can accomplish. Sometimes, mother, from all that we understand, she was a very, very typical, fine, Tzedekis, a Shemayim, and a wonderful woman. Someone once brought to the Chafetz Chaim from, I guess maybe it was his mother's Tehillim. There was a well-worn book of Tehillim. Chafetz Chaim held it in his two hands and started to cry. And he said, this Tehillim, do you know how much my mother invested in davening and begging and pleading on Kadosh Baruch Hu that her son Yisrael Meir should be a Yirei Shemayim? And he attributed, he says, that's why I had a chance to become Yirei Shemayim. My mother's tzarei, my mother's tears that came out over this tefillah. We never know what our tefillahs mean, what Hashem wants. Whose tefillahs? Hashem wants our tefillahs. There's no such thing as a simple yid whose tefillahs don't mean so much. It means so much to Hashem Baruch Hu. We should learn from Noach's tragic error. And that we should say every day for every tefillah, Shachris Min Chamara, has to be done with such care and such devotion. And not with any saying, me, who am I, what am I? Chalil v'chas, the terrible thought, and tragic thought, in the case of Noach, that's the destruction of the whole world. Because Baruch Hu wants us, that's what he wants. He creates situations so that we will respond with tefillah. And does that not just in the days of Noach, not just in the case of the Imahis who were accursed because Hashem wanted their tefillah, but the situations we are in, as we are in today, Hashem Yisroel wants so that we should respond. So our sweet, sweet tefillah should come up and be mafik the dinim, tikhval Yisroel, the geula.